Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, working in a hotel where some guests check in, but never seem to check out.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is, and yes, 855-853-4802, our phone number to share your real ghost stories with us. We'd love to hear them. It's Tony and Todd with you on today's episode of the program. What's going on in your world?
The tease you just shared with us has me really interested in this story now.
Hotels where people check in and do not check out.
Yeah, what is this? Hotel California or what?
Yeah, exactly. Then suddenly you walk out of your room and Don Henley's singing in the bar. And it's like, oh, great, Don Henley's here. And then he disappears and no one's ever to be found again.
Or Glenn Frey's actually there, right?
Glenn's gone.
Yeah.
That's even creepier. Yes, yes, that would be scary. Let's go to that call at 855-853-4802. Hi.
It's been a while since I've called in. This is Tom in Virginia. And I've probably called in half a dozen times. And I don't think I've ever talked about the hotel that I've worked in for probably 15 years now. It's not a hotel that's known for being haunted from a customer standpoint, but from the workers, I've heard lots of stories and witnessed quite a bit. But I've kind of got the reputation as doing this type of thing, and some of the employees have come to me over a period of time and told me some stories. Some of the things I've seen, some of them I have not. However, I do have quite a few EVPs and visuals that I've done on my own there. But anyway, I'm going to tell you stories from the hotel that have happened over the years. And the one which I'll start with is from the spa, which has more than a few stories associated with it. The story I'm going to tell you is about, now, I work security. I was a supervisor in the security department. And I knew a lot of guys from the engineering department. And they used to go in there quite often, the spa, after hours and do repairs and preventive maintenance, that kind of thing. One of them told me a story that he was in there after hours working, replacing lights in the ceiling. He had a ladder. And he was standing on the ladder and had his back to this long hallway. And as he was putting the bulb in, he heard some footsteps coming up from behind him. And he thought it was a customer that had just gotten in. You know, maybe he left the door unlocked by mistake, he thought, and maybe a customer had wandered in and he was turning around to tell he or she to leave, and there was no one there. And he said he knows there were footsteps. And the funny thing is, a couple of months later, one of the other engineers who I was buddies with tells me the exact same story that had happened to him. And he swore he had never heard it from the other guy. And it was the same exact story, putting the bulbs in and somebody walked up behind him, turned around, nobody's there. The weirdest part about this story is that both of those gentlemen passed away within a year of each other, one on vacation in Peru, I believe it was, drowned in a pool at a hotel. And the other gentleman was much more bizarre. He got in a fight with his wife, and she was expecting. And as he was leaving in the car, she ran out in front of the car, and he hit her with the car and killed her and took his own life after that. And he was a good friend of mine. It was devastating when it happened. But that was associated with the spa, both of those stories. And I had posted that on a Facebook page I have that has to do with my ghost hunting and that type of thing, paranormal stuff. And a woman who used to work there posted on the page and said that she hated going to work there because it was such a creepy place. And she said she would be working and feel somebody come up behind her, and it would be like a hand on her shoulder. And another time she said she looked down this hallway. The hallways were kind of, were never really lit up, even with all the lights on. It was kind of dark in the hallways. But she said she saw what looked like half-human, half-spider shadow walking up the hallway one time. So the spa has a lot of stories associated with it. One of the rooms, one of the guest rooms, one night I got a call from the front desk that said, can I check room 708? That somebody keeps calling the front desk from that room and hanging up. So I go up to the room. There's nobody in there. Come back down, tell them the room is vacant. And she says, okay, just had to report it. And she says it's happened before. And they go up and check the room. Nobody's in there. They've even called the phone company to come out and look. And they can't figure out how the calls are coming from the room down to the front desk. The phone company even couldn't explain it. So I came down from the room to talk to the front desk agent, and went over and talked to a guest services agent about it. And he said, oh, yeah, those calls have been coming from 708 for a while. And he said, and after that, I had said, well, let's go up and check that room out again. And I said, I've got a few things to do, and then we'll go up there. And he said, okay. So after I came back, after about 15 minutes, he said another call came in through to the conference concierge desk, which was a desk opposite his desk. And he said 708 again. So we go up there, and I bring my recorder, and we go in the room. He stays about 30 seconds and says he can't stand it. He just feels like a presence in there, like an overwhelming presence, and he leaves. So I was in there about 10 more minutes, but I started asking, you know, is there anyone in here, this type of thing, and didn't get anything that I knew at the time. But I pulled a dollar bill out of my pocket and sat it on a desk and mirror, which are at the end of the bed, and, you know, was asking it to move the dollar bill if it could. You know, if there's anyone in here, could you move the dollar bill? So about that time, I get a call on the radio. And just as I go to turn to answer the radio, out of the corner of my eye, I see that dollar bill literally jump off the stand and do like a flip in midair and hit the ground. I ask you not, but I've gone up there a couple of times since then, and I've never gotten an EVP, but I heard the story that later that a gentleman had been brought into that room who was golfing, and he was having chest pains, and he just said, I got a rest, you know. And from what I understand, he was kind of a local politician, and he came back to the room to rest, and he passed away that night, that evening, of a heart attack.
Well, that is creepy, especially when someone dies.
Why? How many? I mean, you look at all the stories he just told in that short amount of time at that one location, for the most part. Creepy stuff. And oh, yeah. Anybody who sees a part human, part spider shadow, that's it. You pretty much quit your job and go get a job doing something else.
What do you do at that point? It's like, yeah, part human, part shadow, part spider shadow.
That's I hard don't one stick to, around, I can tell you that much. I'm out of there.
It's a hard one to communicate with anybody about either. Be like, hey, yeah, remember that spider shadow I saw? Yeah, that's completely normal. Yeah.
Yeah.
You might get a few weird looks at that one. Creepy. Very, very creepy. So there you go. Thank you for sharing that story with us. 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online. to share yours with us. We'd absolutely love to hear them. Of course, you can also write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you want access to our bonus episodes, advanced episodes, everything ad-free, the whole archive, check out our premium channel on Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. Until next time, for Todd, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to another episode of Real Ghost Stories Online.